To Burlington now, where voters will be casting their ballots on a number of city issues come Tuesday. Two of the items, numbers 3 and 4, are related to the possible development of the downtown mall site, and they've caused a heated debate and vigorous campaigns on both sides of the issue. BPR's Liam Elder Connors has more.
Right in the middle of downtown Burlington, the mall sits, blocking off parts of two streets and steadily losing businesses. A redevelopment plan has many hoping that could change, but first, voters would have to approve some other changes. Ballot item 4 would let the city use money from a tax increment financing district, or TIF, to reconnect two streets currently blocked by the mall. A TIF takes part of a new increase in property tax revenue and funnels it back into the district for infrastructure improvements. Specifically in Burlington, 75% of the new property tax revenue would go back to paying for the infrastructure improvements. And item 3 would make a number of zoning changes around the mall. The most controversial would allow buildings to be up to 160 feet, taller than anything in the city right now.
I think that in terms of the height and massing, that it is well out of scale with the city of Burlington.
Progressive City Councilor Max Tracy has serious concerns with the proposed redevelopment. He also doesn't think that the project has enough affordable housing. Tracy says under current zoning, developers can build higher if they add more affordable housing in their projects. He says given the proposed height of this project, the city should have required more affordable housing.
We really should be pushing developers to develop more affordable housing. And that's why I introduced an amendment in the zoning process to move it from 20 to 25%. That compromise did not go through, and therefore I have real issues with the amount of affordable housing that's being required for this development.
Yes, of course, this isn't going to solve all of Burlington's housing problems.
That's Democratic Mayor Moreau Weinberger. He says the requirement of 20% of the residential units to be affordable is one of the highest in the country. He also pointed out that both ballot items have the support from a number of affordable housing organizations in the area. Plus, he sees the project bringing many benefits to the city, like the reconnection of two city streets.
The people of Burlington will enjoy, as a result of a yes vote, more downtown jobs, more downtown homes, substantial increase in the amount of revenues flowing to the city in terms of property taxes.
Last week, a group called Together for Progress held an informal open house of sorts at the mall. The group was formed by a number of area groups that support both ballot measures. In one of the now-empty stores, people could grab a free beer, have a couple of snacks, and ask questions. Kelsey Peace attended the event. She hadn't totally made up her mind, but...
I was leaning towards yes.
Leaning towards. So what was holding you back?
I do want to know more about who will be housed in this program and the other effects on the community outside of the 14 stories are what they are, but like what are the trickle-down effects?
On the other side of this debate is a group called the Coalition for a Livable City. Their members have been extremely vocal, posting flyers all over town and speaking out at meetings. Michael Long is a member of the coalition, and he accuses the developer of dictating zoning changes to the city.
If you come into town as a developer, you should know what the rules are. In this case, that's all thrown out when the developer gets to say, these are the rules that I'm going to need because yours don't fit my development.
Even if the ballot items pass, the debate may not be over. The city and the developers still have to strike a formal agreement before the work can begin. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.